Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
From Block Club Chicago with Extremely Local News, Jen Sabella. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob.
And the recycling program in Chicago facing a few problems. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, it's not good. The Inspector General yesterday put out a report, and it showed that even though more than 40% of Chicagoans live in big buildings, so buildings with five or more units, the city does not keep track of whether these buildings are recycling. This is despite an ordinance that requires these buildings to offer recycling to tenants, and this is contributing to our horrible, horrible recycling rate in the city, which is about 8 or 9%, compared to the national average of more than 35%. So we're not doing so hot on recycling. And the Inspector General Joseph Ferguson is urging Streets and Sanitation to step up enforcement of this, come up with some system where they can keep track of who is recycling and who doesn't, and the complaints coming in from tenants about the lack of recycling in their building.
I'll tell you another problem. We need to get a recycling expert on the show here to straighten us out, because my wife must have been talking to somebody who knows about this lately, because I'm putting some objects in the recycling bin lately, and she's fishing them out of there, saying, no, that's not for recycling. So, I mean, some things that we think are recyclable are not, and we need to straighten that out.
And some of it has been mixed messaging over the years as well.
Yeah. Pardon me while I use my 50,000-watt intercom here for a second. Hey guys, let's book somebody who knows about recycling, who can tell us about the mistakes we all make putting things in recycling that should go in the garbage, okay?
That we all make or that one person in particular makes?
I think we all make these mistakes, based on what I've been hearing from Mrs. Surratt lately. Is Vivian the Greek? Oh, hi, Vivian. I'm just checking if you were listening to this show or some other show.
I listen to a lot of shows.
I know. All right. Well, let's book somebody. Let's get somebody on to talk about that, because I'm telling you, it's very confusing. And I know we all realize that if the pizza cardboard has food on it, it's not supposed to go in recycling. But there are a lot of other things we put in recycling that we shouldn't. So let's get an expert on there, okay?
You got it.
All right. Sorry, Jen. Let's get back to you now and your report. Metropolitan Brewing over there on North Rockwell, are they getting evicted? What's happening?
They are. It's in the works, but apparently they owe their landlord $800,000 in rent. But the owners of the brewery say that that isn't true, and they've been trying to reach their landlord and talk through a lease error that they said they're paying for space that they don't use, and they essentially signed a lease that said the brewery was a lot larger than it was. So there is this very public battle that the brewery is waging with their landlord, Paul Levy, who you may have heard of. He actually testified on behalf of former Mayor Rahm Emanuel during that residency trial a few years back, a while back. What is time? But he is a prominent landlord. He developed the Bridgeport Arts Center, and Metropolitan was like the primary tenant in 2017 when this beautiful riverfront space opened. The brewery is vowing to fight. We don't know. We haven't heard from the landlord. We've tried to reach out to him multiple times, but we're not sure what the next move is, because they did sign a lease with the square footage on that the landlord said there was. So they're saying now that the square footage in the lease was not accurate. So it's a beautiful spot. It's very popular, even through the pandemic, because it has a great outdoor space.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Definitely hope that Metropolitan is able to stick around. It's really beautiful over there. So mm-hmm. It's been a nice relief during the pandemic to have somewhere to go that's outside and with an ICU.
Sure. And a week from tomorrow, something nice for the holidays, happening with the Music Box Theater's annual tradition, but they're doing this not at the Music Box, right?
Right. The Music Box has really stepped it up and tried to keep the theater open by hosting these drive-ins down in Pilsen at 2342 South Troop at Chi-Town Movies. They did a whole month of horror movies in October, and this month, December 11th through 24th, they're going to be screening It's a Wonderful Life and White Christmas, double features. You can watch from your car. You'll be able to order food and snacks from your car. I've been to a couple of the drive-ins down there. It's very cute. They do programming beforehand, like trivia, and they're going to be doing a sing-along with Santa. So it's a cute thing for the kids, especially, you know, the typical things we do for the holiday season. A lot of them have been canceled. And it's a great way to support the theater, which is obviously an incredible historic theater in Chicago.
A Chicago treasure. More on that. Just go to the Music Box website. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago, extremely local news. Thanks, Jen. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.